Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we reviewed how God created man in his image, giving him a free will. If man does not have a free will, then he was not created in the image of God. Let's continue with that lesson today. Now, here's our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can.
Does the Bible tell us in Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, that all things were created for his pleasure? But then in Ezekiel chapter 33, we find out that he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that they should turn from their evil. He says, turn ye, turn ye, turn ye. He said, repent, repent, repent. Jesus came, Mark chapter 1, and tells us he went everywhere preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You see, the blood of Jesus Christ was shed for all my sin over 2,000 years ago, but it was not applied to me until I received him as my Lord and Savior. Election that not only allowed me to go to heaven and have a place in heaven, have a place in eternity with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, was made before the foundation of the world. But just like the blood wasn't applied to me that was shed 2,000 years ago until I received it, election is not applied to me until I receive Christ. And automatically, I come under the blood and the election of Jesus Christ, of God, the decision they made in the Trinity years ago, that the election, salvation, the blood, all of that was going to be based on of a free will, because I have a free will, because I was made in the image of God who has a free will. If I don't have a free will, then I'm not in the image of God made. See, you contradict yourself to say that some are chosen to go to hell while some are chosen to go to heaven. Then you're contradicting that those people then aren't in the image of God, that man was not created in the image of God, not all men, only certain ones. Okay. Look, we are saved through repentance and faith in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Now, I've had people tell me about repentance. Repentance is a work. No, it's not. Now, if you think, well, if I quit doing this, quit doing that, quit doing this, then God will take me. If I do the best I can, well, okay, that's a work. What do I mean by repent? I've used this on the radio. I'll use it probably many more times. But when my wife and I got married, we both repented. That's right. We both repented. I dated a fine Christian lady and girl in high school. She dated some Christian boys. She had more dates with boys than I had with girls, okay? Beautiful lady, who is still a beautiful lady today as far as the eye is concerned. But I'm saying is that we both repented. I would not date anybody else again. She would not date anybody else. We gave our word. You know, when you give your word, you stick by it. Through thick and thin, you stick by it. Well, that wife and I have been married for 53 years, and God has blessed us for it. And he's kept us together. He's kept us through all trials, tribulations that life throws at us. He's been there all the way. And all we have to do is really as simple. Just lean on him and trust him to lead, to stay with him, keep our word. Well, my friend, you say, well, I don't like the way he does it. He doesn't treat me right. She's this way. Or it might even be, you know, we say for better or worse, sickness and health, rich or poor, till death do us part. What if sickness is that they are no longer able to be a husband or a wife, and therefore no longer to have children through that person. Or maybe that sickness is not just that, but maybe it's poorer instead of richer. And you're moving from every month you're moving because you're trying to beat the rent. You can't afford it anymore, and you got to do something else. You're sleeping in the car sometimes. Maybe it's worse instead of better. He doesn't really do the things that a man should do of helping in the home and of leading the family and things of that nature as a husband, getting out there to work. He's lazy. Or she is that way. She's just dirty, doesn't bathe, and half the time is gained about 100 pounds from when she got married and all that. Okay. Those are just examples, probably not good examples. But I'm saying if I gave my word, I'm sticking to that marriage, even if the other partner cheats in marriage. If the other partner becomes that obnoxious person, you gave your word. The devil's a liar. He's the father of lies. So you are like Satan when you break that word that you gave in a vow of marriage. I've heard people say vows are not for today, and I've had to ask, so when you got married, didn't make any vows? Did you? Well, that's different. We don't make vows to God. But if vows aren't for today, we don't make vows in marriage. You see, people say things to sound intelligent, and it's complete ignorance when they do, and because it takes you from the way of God. And so, he has preserved this word forever. Now, in Revelation chapter 22, verse 17, we just read about we're to try to bring people to Christ. Whosoever will, let him come drink of the water freely. It's open to all. But then we get to verse 18 and 19. He says there, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book." Now, folks, what I want you to understand that I'm trying to help you to see that if we looked in our text in verse 7, being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So when you look at this verse here in Revelation, well, if you add to something here of the book, then you, boy, you're going to get all the punishments that the book of Revelation talks about. And if you take away, oh, you've got all that coming on you, oh, that's terrible, and you won't have part in that holy city. Oh, you've just lost it. You've lost your salvation, everything. And talking with Mormons, I told them the canon closed with the book of Revelation. What I want you to understand, the Lord Jesus chose 12 apostles. The last of those, the last living of those, was John, who the Holy Spirit of God breathed out every word of the book of Revelation. But when you look at here, the prophecy of this book, word book, is biblios. And so, if any man heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book, this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life. Now, understand, the book, biblios, it's a singular term. but it's inclusive. In other words, God is telling us that this book is part of the Biblios, the Bible. It's the completion of what he started breathing out with Genesis and is finishing here with the book of Revelation. That's the idea behind it. Now, how would their name be blotted out if they've received Christ? Their name won't be blotted out if they've received Christ. However, what I want you to see is this. I believe, because he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, I believe that since he has no pleasure in the death of the sinner, but that he should repent, so there's no pleasure in sending people to hell, that he wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. When he said all men, he didn't mean all men that I'm thinking of or all men that I've elected. No, he's talking about all men, all humanity. He wants them saved. But because they have a free will, they can choose. But I believe that blotting out the name of the book of life means that when you were born, your name was already written in the book of life. But you live this life and you don't receive Christ as your personal Savior, you die, your name is blotted out of the book of life. You see, my friend, when you think of the rich man in hell, he's concerned. He says his brothers wouldn't get saved unless somebody come from the dead, actually somebody he knew maybe, and raised from the dead. Then they might repent, get saved, not come to this place, this hell, this place of torment and torture. And he's told, oh, they won't repent, the one rose from the dead, because they have Moses and the prophets. And that's what they had in that day of Jesus' day. So then, Moses and the prophets. And what does that tell us? That tells us they could have been saved had they looked and saw in that old, what we call the Old Testament, that there was the opportunity for them to come to Christ as Savior. Looking ahead. See, they got saved looking ahead to the Messiah that would come, that Lamb of God. We look back to that Messiah, that Lamb of God who came. His death, burial, and resurrection in our behalf. That's why he said, whosoever will. That's why he's saying here at the end of Revelation. So when I tell a Mormon there's no new revelation, no new writings, all they say, well, see, that just pertains to the book of Revelation. No, this is referring to the whole Bible. So often we see Jesus speaking. He's speaking of the Scriptures. He says the Scriptures have said. Yet he's speaking of one book. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its